Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Sha. This is Dottie.
Dottie and Lee, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's Darlene.
Darlene, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. June from Texas.
Well, June, good morning. How are you?
Right. I don't get on the call too often, so this is great.
Well, it's great to hear your voice.
It's hot and dry.
Hot and dry. Well, we're pretty cool in the mornings. We've had cool nights. I don't know whether I'm ever going to have cucumbers this year. They don't like those cold nights. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Betty. How are you doing?
I'm great, Char. How are you?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be another nice summer day.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning, Char. This is Jeannie.
Well, good morning, Jeannie. I'm looking for a recipe. The way my life's looking for recipes. But it's one of yours.
And oh, which one was it?
I never pronounce it right. Kibby?
Kibby.
Kibby.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember. Kibby. And I don't think I got the last revision you did. I remember you talking about it. Or if you did, if you said it, it didn't come through when
the
computer was going. If you can redo that,
yeah.
I was into the international marketplace and picked up some of the, it's like cracked wheat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Boulder wheat, cracked. She liked to use a real fine grind, but I just use whatever I can find.
Okay, this one looks pretty fine to me, so that's why I grabbed it.
Yeah, at the international market, they'll have it, probably, because we used to go, well, when Ricky's mom was here in town, we would go to the Arabic store here.
Okay.
Yeah. They have different grinds. They have grind number 4, grind number 2, you know.
Okay, and I know the Lebanese restaurant I went to had it that way. This one actually does not say Bulgur, so I wonder if it's maybe cracked and not Bulgur. It does not say that. It says red cut wheat.
Huh.
So maybe I better stick with the Bulgur, huh?
It would probably be good with that in it anyway, because I remember, let's see, I think she said you could make it also with a different grain.
Okay, so the fact that it's not soaked, it will still probably cook up okay.
Yeah,
okay. All right, well, I'll try it then, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard a few more clicks. Good morning.
Good morning, Molly Chung.
Good morning, Molly. How are you doing?
Good. I rushed home from the rain.
From the what?
From the rain.
From the rain?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that would be good for my garden this morning.
Yeah. Well, I can see if I can blow some over.
Blow some over. That'd be a long ways to blow, wouldn't it?
I think it'll be coming in my direction here to Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know it's coming my way on Wednesday, they said.
You are?
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting some rain on Wednesday, yes.
The person from Pittsburgh, what is your name?
It's Betty.
Oh, Betty, okay. You're going to have Dennis Estes to come to you soon?
Yes.
Okay, when is that?
Oh, golly, I don't have the exact date just in front of me, Molly, but I'll let you know.
I don't know if he used to come in on the rhythm of Nijian, but I think September.
Yes, it is in September. It's not for the quarterly.
Yeah, the Thursday. I heard the Thursday before the whole thing took place.
I don't know.
I'm also down there.
Is Joy not here?
Good morning, I am. See, I was just going to let them finish, and we've got lots of people coming in, and a few more people would like to say hi.
Hi, this is Brenda.
Brenda, good morning. Anyone else that would like to let us know you're here? Okay, well, welcome, everybody, to another great beginning of another great week. And this is Advanced Lifestyle with Char Rogers and a whole gang of experts on this subject. We are talking about a plant-based diet. It originated our information when it first came to us. Most of us, it came by way of the China study, which is written by Dr. Colin Campbell, which is the largest nutritional study ever done in the history of the world, 880 million people. And through that, they found that there were some definite benefits to our health eating a plant-based diet rather than eating the typical American SAD diet, which we find is the root cause of the majority of the diseases that are on the death certificates at this point. So we got a little excited about making the switch and seeing how our health could improve. And, gee whiz, you know what I'd just like to start out with is what benefit some of you have seen from eating this way. Let's just open up that way. And for anyone new that's sitting just listening to us, I think that would be a great place to start. So it all
I know, I was going to say. this is Jeannie. I feel that I have much more energy, and I feel I'm more alert. I don't get the afternoon lulls like I used to, where I felt like I had to have something that I wasn't supposed to have necessarily. And I don't know. I think that's my biggest thing, is I feel more alert and more energetic.
Well, that's a pretty important one.
It is important in what I'm doing, and all of that's very important.
Hi, this is Denise in St. Louis. I got off my blood pressure medication.
Denise, wow. Off blood pressure, okay. I'd say that's an important one.
That was a big one because I did not like being on it.
Right. The less drugs we have to take or none at all is better, right?
Right.
Okay. Even though they tell us on TV that, you know, oh, we should rush to the doctor and ask if we can have this one. Don't believe everything you see on TV, right? Someone else.
Yeah, this is Darlene. And I've gotten off of my allergy medication, and I've also, I have asthma, but I don't use my inhaler hardly ever. I haven't used it for probably 3-4 months now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was pretty regular before, it sounds like.
Yes. Yep.
Well, that must prove, just common sense would say to me, that your body is working better.
Oh, yes. Yes, and I'm anxious to be able to wean off of something else, too.
Good. Someone else?
Elimination.
Elimination.
I figured I might as well. Why not?
I was just going to say my digestive system's better.
We all have our own way of saying that one, don't we?
I eliminated that whole issue.
Oh, that's a daily important one also.
Hopefully.
It better be. Yes, that does work entirely different when we do not have animal product in our diet. Or, let's put it this way, we keep within that 5% rule. I bent the 5% rule. Not really. It was within that. Had a Euros. The other, let's see, what was it, Saturday, I guess it was, Friday or Saturday. Anyway, it was I never even thought of that until one of my friends mentioned the international market, and I know how she eats, and very clean, and I said, wow, I haven't been there for a long time. We were right in the neighborhood, and I said, honey, let's stop. That was the international market stop. And so we had, we were there just at the time they were closing. It's a small Maupaw shop, small Maupaw shop, if I said that right. And they have a wonderful selection of foods, different foods that you wouldn't find in the grocery store. And we just went in because the gal that I was speaking with, Michelle, had said to me, she says, oh, I was by there, and she says, my son is such a connoisseur because he eats a plant-based diet, and he's young, in his 20s. He said, Mom, this is the best I have ever had for a vegetarian or plant-based, would have been vegetarian, because there was a little bit of yogurt. And you know what? I had no reaction from it. Nothing detectable at all whatsoever. But that was straight yogurt, probably very, you know, healthy, because I know what they sell in there and I know what they probably use in that area, and such a small amount in the dressing that's usually done with a cucumber, lemon. Help me, Jeannie, I bet you know what's in that sauce that goes in those. Cucumber, lemon.
Probably there's some parsley or mint.
Parsley or mint, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought, I'm going to try that with the tartest, plain, plant-based yogurt I can think of, and I'm not sure which one it is, so I'll have to taste them. I've got a couple of them down there.
I tried some with the soy yogurt with the plain whole soy. It was the whole soy, but you know it's sweet.
It's still sweet. Okay, I'll try that one. I got a couple
not
of them.
Not a tart one.
Yeah, you need a tart one for that. But although the lemon juice would help, but you still don't want that sweet. It'll give a sweet sour taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've seen with the plain plant-based yogurts. They tend to be sweeter than what the others are, and they don't seem to turn as tart, left setting with time, as the other ones do. So you got to work on that one a bit. So if you guys come up with a favorite that's tart, let me know, or maybe you do know one now.
What was that you ate?
It was a gyros.
Uh-huh.
Am I pronouncing it right, Jeannie?
I think, yeah, gyro. It's G-Y-R-O. Looks like gyro. Glad that it's pronounced gyro.
Is that the Greek stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's the pita bread that they normally serve with the sliced lamb.
Yeah, gyro. They call it a gyro here.
A gyro?
Yeah, and we went Friday night for the same thing. Isn't that a coinkydink? I'd never been to one either. But we all went before the baseball game Friday night. And I had a vegetarian one also.
Did you enjoy it?
I think it was probably more grease than I would normally want. You know, because they pan-fried or stir-fried, whatever they did with the veggies, and just dumped it on top of it was a quick place, on top of a pita.
Oh, that would be different. Describe a good one, Jean.
So my husband had the with the lamb and the beef.
Because my vegetables were not stir-fried at all. They were all raw.
I could have had it either way.
Oh, okay.
Without thinking, I thought there were more vegetables if they were cooking them, so that, you know, I would have better, you know, more food at least.
Ours were rolled. Ours is, normally, the ones I've had, and where they make them here, were rolled, or they were stuffed into the pita bread.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure at a better place, that's probably what they do.
But any other comments, since this is your part of the country, or part of the world, Jeannie?
They're not quite.
You know, I don't know. I'd love to try one. I haven't had the vegetarian style one.
Would be very, very easy to make. I guess I should have my Mediterranean cookbook in front of me, which is just...
Well, I'm looking at a Lebanese cookbook here. I just pulled it out of my shelf because I haven't looked at it in a long time. I wonder if they have...
I can't remember.
I was going to look at the tzatziki sauce. I don't see that either.
What is it called?
Tajiki. It's, it's, I'm not sure I know how to, it's, I think it's T-Z-I-Z-I-K-I, something like that. That's that cucumber yogurt sauce. I was going to look under yogurt and see if they had yogurt sauce stuff.
I wonder if you put true lime in it. Have you ever used the true lime stuff?
No. I think that would be better. Huh.
I wonder if it would, it, because it's tart, like lime, would that make it, or would the sweet going with it not be good?
Hmm.
But true lime, you, I find it by the stevia in the grocery store.
Okay.
And it's tiny little packages of, like, lime concentrate. You, they have true lemon, too.
Hmm.
Is it
maybe
a powder?
It's a powder. It's a powder. Oh, it's a powder. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what, when I bought this, I couldn't find the true lemon, and I was thinking, okay, if you're using the Kool-Aid in lemonade, I wonder if you could use the true lemon or the true lime in lemonade. I'm sure you could.
Yes, I have used them interchangeably. Actually, I'm using a lot more lime right now than I ever have, and so it's interesting that you say that, because that one, I have not seen the powder.
And it says it's for water, beverages, and recipes, so that would give it to tartness.
Okay, or also the ascorbic that we were talking about, ascorbic acid.
That's in here. Well, it's citric acid, lactose, lime juice. I can't hardly see it, so. Lime oil, ascorbic acid. Is it? What's that other one? Lactose. It's an M. Or,
okay. Does anyone else have a benefit they have seen that they would like to share?
I don't have indigestion any longer at all.
No, I can relate to that. Mine would be the end of the day, simply knowing that my insides were working overtime. No indigestion.
Or swelling or bloatedness.
Oh, that's a big one. I can attest to that, too. Like, I was just thinking about that last night, that, it's nice just to remember that my intestinal tract works so differently now than it did previously.
It's the same here. No matter how much I eat, I still didn't feel too much. So that's, I guess, the same as the blow-up feeling.
The blow-up feeling. That's a good way. It's falling. Hey, Molly, star 4. Your phone's a little weak.
Okay.
Oh! I am not hungry when I'm not hungry, and I don't have cravings.
Okay.
When I'm eating right.
What I welcome the feeling of starving or hunger, because I can eat more of a vegetable or other things that doesn't give me increase in body weight. It's a nice feeling, really, when you're feeling hungry.
It is. You know that your body's ready for another meal or at least a food, right?
Yeah, because it's a good thing. It's an eating time. It's a happy time.
We still enjoy the food, don't we?
Yeah. But the strange thing is, no matter how much I eat, I lost 5 pounds and it stays at 5 pounds.
You said you eat 5 pounds, Molly?
No, no matter how much I eat, at each meal or how frequent it is,
I lost a 5 pound initially, and it stays there.
Oh, it stays there. Okay. All right. So that's a good one to take a poll on. How many of you have seen a better link to a more stable weight?
I have.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've not had to focus or work on that?
No, not at all.
Okay. And I'm sure all of us have tried several other things to accomplish that same feat before.
Oh, about everything.
Over the years, I think that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was your starting point? How did you start? Let's hear that one. Was it quickly? Was it slowly? Was it in between?
Ricky and I jumped in right away. We just immediately cut out animal protein. And it wasn't that hard. We just started looking at our plate. We just didn't plan our meals around an animal-based product. We planned our meals around a rice or a pasta or a potato. And then we just piled vegetables on top. We had been eating before. Half of our plate would be some kind of vegetables and salad, and the other half would be the piece of, you know, chicken or fish or whatever. We had done chicken and fish for a long time. We didn't eat red meat too much before this. So we just took that out and added, you know, the rice or pasta thing, and we were thrilled because we didn't think we could eat any carbohydrates before, so other than vegetables and fruits, you know. And so we were excited, and we got a little excited to the point of having, you know, a little too much of the pasta, rice category and breads. So we had to narrow back down a little bit on that, but that's great.
Did you feel difference when you changed from the meat vegetable to the carbohydrate vegetable diet?
You know, I think I did. I feel like I had, like I said earlier, I feel like I had more energy. I didn't feel bloated and logged. that's a different term. The like before I went to bed at night, you know, I didn't feel just stuffed or full. I like that. I like it when I don't feel that way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Makes sense, yeah. So, and I felt like, emotionally, I felt like I'm doing something really good for my body. I'm eating more vegetables, which is, I've always tried to focus on that, but it didn't seem to happen. I feel like I didn't have room for them on my plate. So that's good. And I snack when I want to. I can have, you know, something, a piece of fruit or something in the middle of the day. And
anyone else?
Tom and I went on it immediately, but we're still doing just the basics. And I should start, for both of us, somewhere or other, start to use some of the recipes and, you know, try more. In fact, I found one with sunflower seeds for a patty that I'm going to try. But his comment was he wished he'd found it 20 years ago, and he's the one that has Alzheimer's.
There goes my doorbell. Sorry.
The choir is singing in the background. Okay, so with how easily or the challenge that we may have started, then what has been the challenge of maybe the last bit to, or even at the beginning, was the challenge to eliminate?
Anyway, getting someone ringing that doorbell, reaching the dark spot, but he really wished he'd found it 20 years ago, and his, I don't know, I'm sure it's because of the headband that, with Tom, I was talking about Tom and I both starting it immediately, but we're doing just the basics, not making recipes. But he is really, people just can't believe it down at the Alzheimer's place at UCI that he's going on 6 years with Alzheimer's. And I now credit part of it, hopefully, that I know the headband is doing a lot, but I think that this lifestyle must be helping it. And I even asked him on his 87th birthday, would he like to go out and have, you know, someplace and have not our lifestyle? And he said, no, why should I? I thought that was pretty neat.
Good answer.
And we found a place that has vegetarian pizza that actually has soybean crumbles in it and soybean cheese and pesto sauce. And I decided now that that's what I want for my birthday.
That sounds good. I'll insert a quick, easy recipe that I did last night, and Denny said, where did you find this recipe? And I said, nowhere. I've never heard of it before. And it was, I had some fresh-made pesto, and I wanted to use that. And I also had a package of just two servings of a plant-based ravioli with no cheese in it. And so I thought, let's see, I don't want to even do this was quick, late meal because we'd been outside in the garden last night, and I don't want to do a separate salad. What can I do that would give me a, you know, pretty good supply of veggies for something small? So anyway, the one that needed to be used was the green beans that were already washed, and so I simply cut them and added them and a few olives with the pesto, the pasta, and hit the beans until they were just barely crisp. So it was almost the raw state that you would get, you know, the nutritional value close to. So it was just the pesto and the green beans and a few sliced olives and the ravioli. And it was really, really easy. Now, I've never had pesto and green beans before. I thought about broccoli, which I could have used, but the broccoli would have been a much stronger flavor, and I wouldn't have had the pesto come across as much as I did with the green beans. So we like it, so that could easily be a repeat for us. No recipe, just, you know, put it together. So somebody else might have another substitution for more veggies in with that.
What's the recipe, Shaw?
It was just, I took pesto, I put the beans and the on a little after the ravioli because they were just dropped in. And the instruction says do not have rapidly boiling water when you're putting this in. Bring it to a boil, turn it down so it's not bubbling to tear them apart. And it worked out beautifully because I've had that happen before. Too much of a hurry, I guess. Beans, pesto, few olives sliced, and the ravioli.
How did you make your pesto?
I had made that previously, and it was with basil, a little bit of spinach, garlic, very little oil. In fact, I kept packing in, used equal, like, three tablespoons of oil. It made enough for several servings, and still have some left. And their suggestion was when you've got the and I was a little short on basil, so I used fresh spinach in it. It was still plenty strong. Let's see, what else is in there? I'm trying to think what else was in there.
It's raw garlic, right?
Pardon?
Raw garlic.
Yes, there was raw garlic in there. And pulsed it in the in my magic bullet, actually, is all I did. I just kept packing some stuff, the stuff in. And then anything left, which I do not plan it to set in there that long because we like it a lot, would be into an ice cube tray and freeze them, the pesto, that is.
And then do what with it?
Freeze ice cubes for later use of the pesto.
Okay. Do you use pine nuts in the
I did use pine nuts. Thank you.
Yeah, there was a recipe in one of the books. There's been several recipes I've run across. There's one that takes more water, yet more water, and it makes a dressing. This was thicker and heavier, like a regular pesto would be, but not near the amount of oil. You know how when you have regular pesto, it looks, everything looks well greased when it melts down on your pasta?
Mm.
Well, this does not have near the amount of fat, oil in it, which was what I was working towards. Very, very small. So what would be your other suggestions for a vegetable that would not overpower the pesto and blend well with the pasta? You guys, something must come to mind.
I was thinking of all the greens. Some of the greens are pretty pungent, though. I wonder if, well, because chard has a real flavor.
Yeah, it does. Danny just said asparagus. That would be a mild vegetable.
Oh, yeah. Good, Danny.
He's sitting in the background listening to the speaker on the other side of the room having his breakfast, and guess what that might be?
Mm. Our oat dish?
The multi-grain, yeah.
Grain. Mm.
The multi-grain cereal with what fruit have you got on it, dear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he took my fruit salad and put on it this morning.
Yeah.
That was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And banana. We've been using a fair amount of bananas. I had pancakes yesterday morning that came out like a crepe pancake. I've got to do it once more because I don't remember how much milk I put in to get the proportions. I wrote everything down but left that one as a question mark, so I measured. Anyway, I used banana again, and then I said, oh, I forgot. We could have made this Siaga syrup with banana and Siaga together. That would have worked well, which was his idea to begin with, and I still forgot about it again. It's interesting how when you go to repeat things, you remember parts of it, and I remembered the peanut butter and the mashed banana on the pancake. I didn't remember the Siaga.
So I wonder if you mixed those three or just even the Siaga with banana in the bullet, what it would come to.
That's what I had done before for the syrup. In fact, I set that down as a recipe hint at some point.
Yeah, okay.
And I realized this morning that I had not repeatedly set down the sour cream sour cream and Caesar salad dressing, so I will repeat that for anybody that's listening and didn't get it and remembers that I said that. I will mark that down to do today.
Yeah, I don't know if I have it. I'll look and see, though. I just got home, so. Good.
Okay.
I have a couple questions. You had talked about last week the flavor wave oven. Is it the flavor wave? Because I on TV yesterday I saw a new wave, and then Penny's had in their catalog yesterday a new wave oven closeout for $100. The one on TV was I think $120.
Yeah, mine is the flavor wave. I don't know what the new wave looks like. It the flavor wave boasts three forms of...
Yes, so
does
too.
Oh, and that one does too, okay.
Convection, convection, and infrared, and it's round, it's circular.
Yeah, this is round with a dome. There's vents on the top, but you really can put your hand on top of it at any point. The only thing that's going to, and feel just no heat coming out, a little bit of air at a wet finger, but the only part that really is hot is the glass, and I'm thinking that's a plexiglass type of thing. Very, very strong. Now, I have two of them. The one, the lid, does all of this, the top of the dome and the glass will separate as well as the base. And the first one I got locked quite well together, the circular glass and the top. The second one do not. It's very loose, so you have to be careful when you pick it up. That might be something to look at if you're there seeing it in person, Nancy, is how secure does the glass feel on the top that you lifted off by the top, the handles on the either side on the top, solid piece.
I have a feeling that the one that Penny's has might be an older model, because the one on TV had a blue top that had the dials that you set. And the one on TV also came with a cooking chart and a recipe book and paper. And they said it cooks from the inside out. You put frozen food in there, and it cooks much quicker. The one in the cat and the Penny's thing is all white. So I have a feeling it might be an older model of the New Wave. Maybe that's why it's $20 less. I don't know.
Well, I have a suggestion, Nancy. My daughter got me doing this. I would buy something off the television like that, and I saw, she says, don't ever do that. She says, just put the name in on the internet. And so I did that recently with a Legobatic thing that was something like $129, and it's really terrific for exercising the legs and thighs, which I need. And I looked on the, I did what she said, and I saved over $50. So she said, never buy from the television or anything that you see. Just go in on the internet and you'll find, and it was the exact same thing. You know, it was the main brand and everything.
Okay. This one, the one on TV also said that it dehydrates, which I thought was interesting because we talked about that also.
That means the temperature has to go much lower. Mine has a percentage on the temperature, just like if you were using a variable power on a microwave.
Uh-huh.
The one that I've got at home has that. The one that I used in New York has the actual temperature setting. I don't know what the lowest setting is on the one that has the temperature setting, but you could use any percentage that you in on the other one. So there's going to be some slightly different features. The other thing that's different is the stand that hooks under the handle on the bottom, the indentation for the handle that holds the lid. So, you know, look at the features and see what, you know, how they compare, if you can tell by reading or if you see them in more than one place in the store. I had not been aware that they were in the stores at all.
Well, if you got the newspaper yesterday and had a Penny's insert, it might be in there because usually they're across the country.
Okay. I will look at that and see.
Okay. Thanks for that hint, Lee. That's a good idea also. Thank you.
Yes, I have done that. In fact, that's how I got both of mine, was the same exact way as Lee described.
Okay. Two other things. We've talked about the Vitamix on here, not lately, but there was an article in our paper of someone who went to a center where they did phenomenal cooking and everything, and they pulled out a Vitamix processor, and they're actually made in Cleveland. And he said that they're not allowed to have, at this place he went, there's a strict non-endorsement policy. And with that said, it says, from personal experience, I can say that this is the mother of all blenders. This baby can puree rocks. I thought that was an interesting endorsement for the Vitamix, which we've talked about many times on these calls. And one other thing, Bob Richards was in our newspaper again yesterday, and Marty marked it for me, and then I see he threw it away.
All right, I can add to that last one. I can add to both of them, Nancy. That is not the same Bob Richards.
He wasn't on a Wheaties box?
He was not on a Wheaties box.
Oh, Marty's going to be
disappointed. But there is another Bob Richards, and he says, I'm certain that is not the same one.
Oh, he never answered my email. Marty's going to be so disappointed.
Well, at least that was Vance's take. He says, no, that is not the one. That was either his impression or somebody else had gone down that same path, possibly. I don't know which.
Interesting.
And on the Vitamix, I will attest to that, and I know so will Jeannie, because she's the one that helped me really get started utilizing mine, because I was not. And if Mary Lou Reardon was on the line, which I think she's off for a little retreat right now, would also say the same thing. She got hers at Costco, I know, and it was after she decided, she saw them doing the almond butter in the Vitamix. And I have used mine daily. It does not get put away. I mean, sometimes several times during the day. Sometimes I have both pitchers, the quart and the larger one, out
It's just, it's incredible. It will be, and actually I'm on my second one because I gave my kids the original I had that I didn't use much. That was the all stainless steel. You could not see what was happening inside unless you looked down through the hole, and that was dangerous. You might get an eyeful.
Did you get that for a wedding present also? Because I did.
No, I got that from a state fair, I'm sure. Uh-huh. Somewhere or some gardening home show. Years and years. So far back, I can't remember, but no, I was married, I know.
Okay.
But it is incredible. And, you know, for most people, that's going to be one lifetime tool. Is yours a clear container?
Mine died, so about...
Oh, yours died? Okay.
8 years ago. But no, it was the metal.
It was the metal, too. Okay.
I think the metal one is stronger because I had to buy a second one, and I bought the glass one you can see through, and it didn't work as well or something. Anyway, I ended up going back and getting the old stainless steel one that I had had before.
Oh, really? Because I really like being able to see what's on the walls, although there's only once in a while.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I really do like that. And this is very, very strong. I had one that was made out of that same material with my Bosch mixer, and it's held up for years and years and years and years. And
I've had mine close to 10 years now.
Okay.
It's the 5000 Total Nutrition Center, it's called, Vitamix.
Okay.
It has the plexiglass, probably. I'm thinking.
And you can make ice cream in how long, Jeannie?
Oh, 30 seconds, I'm sure. Under a minute, because after a minute it just shakes the house. But it's great, and we make our desserts. In fact, I think I had sent it to Mary Lou, and we took a bag of frozen organic mangoes, and I can't remember if I used a little bit of rice milk in it, and just blended it. I think I put a squeeze of agave in there, and it was so good. It comes out like a soft serve.
Mm.
So, and if you want to have it later, then you put it in a little dish and stick it in the freezer. It's going to come out hard after you freeze it, but that's
so just,
okay.
Just frozen and some kind of milk?
That's all yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I might have put a couple of ice cubes, too. pie ice, I call it.
Yeah,
pie ice cubes. I might have put a couple of ice cubes in there, too, but you really don't. If you're not using much liquid, you don't need it.
I just read that recipe. You put in, I just read your recipe.
Oh, good. What did I put in?
And tofu.
Oh, I used tofu.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, like a quarter of a block or something, or a third of a block.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever seeing that recipe.
And that was silken, right?
Silken, yes. It was the silken soft.
How big a bag of mangoes?
Probably a 10-ounce. It was the organic ones, and they come in a smaller bag usually. I bought it at Sprouts. I just happened to have it in the freezer.
Well, fresh mangoes happen to be really cheap here, so I've been buying fresh mangoes, and I was going to freeze a bunch and use it, so I needed to know how big a bag.
Yeah. Let me look and see. Oh, here, I have another bag. Let me see. Yeah, it's 10 ounces.
Okay, thanks.
Do that recipe to send down, Jean, or...
I can see if I have it, and I'll send it over.
I don't remember sending that one.
Yeah, you sent that to me. I thought, maybe I didn't click it on to everybody. I may not have at the time.
I got it. I got it.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Nancy, what happened?
It to me, I would appreciate getting it.
No, well, Nancy, I didn't get it either. It's Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
Well, maybe,
you're not alone.
I don't know.
Maybe you addressed it to what you had on your list, Jeannie, and then it didn't go the rest of the way. So
come as far as you, that's the problem.
Yeah, I'll send it over to you. I thought I'd sent it to Mary Lou, but maybe not. That's okay. I'll send it over to you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Let me write a note, or otherwise I'll forget.
Oh, that's like me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. If you get repeats, I'll do it, too. I'll send it down so that everybody that I've got on the list can see it. And I know some of the people I have, Mary Lou doesn't. So,
okay.
Just click it out if it's a dupe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you could use any frozen fruit like that. I've done raspberries before, blueberries, peaches, you know. Very exciting.
I know the secret you showed me when I was down there was to keep the liquid very small amount and everything else frozen, right, Jeannie?
Yeah. Well, when we were making, you can always add a little more if you want. You know, you can always drizzle some in.
Right.
You need it.
Right. Easier to add more liquid to make it colder.
Yeah, you can't take it out once you put it in.
Right. And adding more ice cubes just doesn't seem to do the same thing, or even more frozen. Now, see, what I was going to do in working with that, too, was to use the frozen yogurt, soy, rice, almond, whatever your taste buds are and whatever you want to try, freeze that and use that as part of your base.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
And then you could add just, you know, a little bit still of the liquid mix so that you've got more of it frozen. So that's what I was going to play with.
And good idea about the mangoes being less expensive now and freezing them yourself. That's a great idea.
Obviously, you're going to take them off the pit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I would never think to do that.
I just chopped them up in like 1-inch chunks and put them in the freezer this morning. So.
I'll bet they're delicious frozen.
Should be.
They are wonderful, and ours were so inexpensive the other day. I was thinking about doing that, and the time was running out for me. They have about $5 a box.
Whoa. Oh.
Ooh. Wow.
Which was incredible. 48 cents, 68 cents is what we've been seeing them around for here, but a box for $5, and they were nice ones. So lots of things we can do for the later winter months and have a, you know, even greater variety that's very, very reasonable. We're sure getting a lot of publicity on organic growing in this area, a ton of publicity, and even on quoting the businesses that are coming into being as a result of it. Guys, watch the papers, because, you know, any of the food sections, any of the, your local area type thing. I noticed they're really pushing this year. Everything is saying, you know, locally grown.
That doesn't mean organic, though.
And I know, that's my pet peeve, is people are jumping on that because they're thinking that's so much better. Well, the only difference is that maybe it doesn't go transit to cost more with the gas prices, but you're still not necessarily by any means improving the growing conditions. Because all over the United States, it's still the other, so it doesn't matter where you are. Any, since we're well over time again, any comments, questions? I didn't even ask for questions, and thank you for asking yours, Nancy. Very good one. Any questions that anybody has before we sign off? Well, we've had another very interesting call and very interesting information, and I have taken several notes. I thank you guys all for your participation. If you found anything of value, please note and pass on this call number to others so they can join, and encourage them to take a look at the China study. I listened to Rick's call last night. It was all on Prospecting 101. I'll put a plug in for you to do that. Go to Focus on Growth and listen to that call. He had some incredible ideas and information on the simplistic way of prospecting. His analogies were ones that I never heard before. So that... I'm trying to ask. Anyway, make it a wonderful beginning of a brand new week. Enjoy and have a great time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.